Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Friday, November 19th, 2021. As of yesterday, 70.6% of Berliners received at least one coronavirus vaccination, 68.3% have been fully vaccinated, and the 7-day incidence in the capital was 340.7. In the fight against the increasingly threatening corona fourth wave in Germany, millions of citizens must prepare themselves for new everyday regulations. A conference of the prime ministers of the federal states, along with Chancellor Merkel, took place yesterday, the first in 3 months, for a crisis round. Merkel has called for urgent clarification of rules and regulations because of steeply rising infection figures, stating that the current pandemic situation is dramatic and, quote, the fourth wave is hitting our country with full force. The federal state roundtable is overdue, unquote. Health Minister Spahn said that the meeting is a wake-up call to shake up a pandemic-weary Germany a bit, and, quote, that this conference of minister presidents will be more important than ever before, unquote. The Prime Minister's conference took place via video link and focused on a unified line on issues such as access rules, hospital exposure alert thresholds, and more vaccinations. Mayor Müller handed over the chairmanship to Minister-President of North Rhine-Westphalia, Hendrik Wüst, on October 1st. Parliament also had a long day. The parties in what is likely to be the next governing coalition of the SPD, FDP, and the Greens submitted a new Infection Protection Act to the Bundestag that would introduce 3G in the workplace and on public transportation. The Bundestag was scheduled to pass it yesterday, with the Bundesrat making the final decision today. At the time of our recording, there was no succinct report regarding the adjusted rules and regulations, but only drips and drabs from media circles. Once the official statements from the federal and state government are released, however, we will definitely let you know. Vaccination alone cannot achieve a definitive reduction in the risk of coronavirus infection. Contact restrictions, quarantine, and the special protection of children and adolescents who are often not yet vaccinated require the utmost care. There are many questions around these issues, and RBB has prepared some answers to the most frequently asked questions as follows. When does one qualify for quarantine as a contact? Home isolation is ordered by the health department when there is a high risk that one could become infected and spread the virus. This is especially true for so-called close contacts. A person is considered to be a close contact if he or she has been in enclosed spaces with a person who has tested positive for more than 10 minutes and no mask was worn and/or the minimum distance was not maintained. And of course, the risk is considered particularly high if one comes into contact with infectious respiratory secretions of the infected person, for example, through kissing, sneezing, or coughing. How high the risk of infection is assessed by the responsible health department. Even if one has no symptoms and a negative PCR test, the office can still order quarantine. Next, what differences apply to vaccinated and unvaccinated persons? At the time of this recording, fully vaccinated people do not have to isolate themselves at home after close contact with a person who has tested positive. Those who have been sick with COVID in the past 6 months and have recovered are also exempt from this quarantine requirement. Exceptions apply when other viral variants are detected, when symptoms of possible illness are present, and to residents or employees in hospital and nursing homes. However, symptom-free vaccinated people and those who have recovered are also advised to take a corona test after close contact. What happens to children and adolescents? Most children and adolescents are still unvaccinated, and this is probably the biggest distinction from adults. Anyone who has a high risk of being infected must go into quarantine. So, it can happen that a whole family has to be quarantined, but it's also possible that only one child is affected by the quarantine obligation. In Berlin, a child with a positive self-test must quarantine until the PCR test result is received. And for children in the same class, the rule is 10 minutes of direct contact without distance and without a mask, then there are consequences. Thus, after a positive PCR test of a child, the whole class does not automatically have to be quarantined. And what is prohibited when under quarantine? Those in quarantine are not allowed to leave their homes or receive visitors. For example, you aren't allowed to go shopping for yourself or take your dog for a walk. It is recommended to ask acquaintances, friends, neighbors, or volunteers for help, and shopping should be left outside the front door. Contact with people in your own household should be avoided as well, or limited to what is necessary. In case of medical emergency or for important doctor's visits, one may go out, but public transportation, cabs, and unnecessary contact should be avoided. The Berlin Labor Court decided on Wednesday that employees at the startup Gorillas are allowed to hold elections to form a works council next week. The employees hope that the election will lead to better working conditions. Gorillas wanted to stop the elections that are planned for November 22nd to the 27th with immediate effect, arguing, among other things, that in view of recent restructuring, the election committee was not responsible for the employees called to vote. The court explained that although there may have been errors in the process, these were not sufficient to stop it, and if there were grounds to contest, Gorillas would have to do so later. This decision is not yet legally binding, however. As we've previously reported, there have been disputes about working conditions at the delivery service for months. According to a spokeswoman, dozens of cases are pending at the Berlin Labor Court. FlixTrain is expanding its services. With the winter timetable starting December 12th, 10 new stops will be added to the network, including Bonn, Koblenz, and Mainz. Then, in the spring, 20 more destinations will be added, including Dresden, Karlsruhe, and Freiburg. This means that by summer of 2022, around 70 German cities will be part of the FlixTrain service. With the winter timetable, however, the night connection from Berlin to Munich will be dropped. And now, a programming note. We're taking a long weekend to regroup, and we'll be back on Tuesday the 23rd. It is only one day off, but it's also an important one, as there's a lot up in the air that will be hashed out over the weekend affecting all of us. Things like the ever-changing vaccine parameters, and most importantly, the results of yesterday's conference of the minister presidents. We will have a rundown of all the new info and the rules and the regulations on Tuesday, rest assured. In the meantime, if you don't already, please follow us on social media for breaking news as it's happening this weekend in the Hauptstadt. And lastly, thank you to Lisa for your recent generosity. Please visit our website at berlinbriefing.de for information about donating to help keep us up and running. That said, please remember we are forever committed to keeping Berlin Briefing free and without advertisements for everyone. Berlin Briefing will be back on Tuesday. Stay safe and smart, and as always, thanks for listening.